Over the years, civil war, famine, and drought have taken their toll on the Sudanese. Another constant enemy is disease. A new epidemic of Kalajar is sweeping through southern Sudan, killing thousands. Kalajar is a brutal disease, easily and quickly spread. Dr. Erwin DeVries is with Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF.
If you catch it like malaria from a sandfly, and it wastes you like if you would have HIV/AIDS.
Kalajar is a systemic disease affecting the immune system. Its symptoms include fever, anemia, weakness, and wasting.
Within a few months' time, you look like a skeleton and you will be dead.
MSF physicians are battling with the epidemic. Resistant strains of the disease have developed. The treatment for Kalajar with compounds of antimony takes 17 days to work. An experimental vaccine is undergoing clinical trials. For those who can get treatment, the survival rate in Sudan is 90%. But health facilities are limited in Sudan. A recent UN report estimates there is only one doctor for every 100,000 people in southern Sudan. And malnutrition is making a bad situation worse. Pete Booth is MSF's operational director in southern Sudan.
People facing daily struggle for survival because of lack of food is normal in this place.
The European Union recently allocated 165 million euros to help battle disease in Africa. Sudan will be the biggest recipient. Ernest Leong, VOA News.
We don't have the whole day.